Clipper Audio and One Click Digital presents Little Cowgirl on His Doorstep by Donna Allward, narrated by Kate Turnbull.
Chapter 1. He has a face that could frighten small children. That was the first thing that sprang to Avery Spencer's mind as she stared up at the imposing figure of Callum Shepherd. With his stubbled face and long tangle of hair, he didn't look anything like the clean-cut, charismatic groomsman she'd met just over a year ago. And definitely not the image of a doting dad, she thought with dismay. He stood with feet spread wide, one broad hand splayed on the edge of the door, glowering down at her like she'd committed a cardinal sin. Except if anyone was the sinner here, it was him. And she reminded herself of that fact to keep from being intimidated, as surely that was his intent. She felt the first tiny trickle of sweat sneak down her spine in the cloying summer heat. Everyone always said Alberta was a dry heat, but that sure wasn't keeping her shirt from sticking to her back. It made her shift uncomfortably just at the moment she needed to be in absolute control. This could go so wrong in so many ways.
"What do you want?"
he asked sharply. Apparently, he had also acquired the manners of a boor. How lovely. For a brief second, Avery considered that making this trip might have been a colossal mistake. But then she squared her shoulders and lifted her chin. No, it had been the right thing to do. At least after today, there would no longer be any secrets or lies. She wouldn't spend the rest of her life looking over her shoulder, wondering what would happen if he ever found out about Nell. Far better to face it head on and get it over with. Besides, when it came down to brass tacks, Avery really believed that Nell deserved to know both parents. She swallowed, battling against the familiar wave of grief whenever she thought of her sister, Crystal. In this case, Nell deserved to get to know the one true parent she had left, Callum.
"You don't remember me, do you, Mr. Shepherd?"
His dark brows pulled together.
"Should I?"
That stung. After all, she remembered him, and he'd looked far different the last time she'd seen him, which was 1 year, 1 month, and, what, 5 days ago? Not that she was counting, mind you. Back then, his hair had been precisely cut, his face clean-shaven, and he'd been wearing a suit with a single white rose in the lapel. Avery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?